Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I mean, that's the way you kick off a Wednesday show, Super Bowl week. We've got coverage in New Orleans. Crank it up. Hit the post there, kind of. That is why we were ranked number 18 of all afternoon drive radio shows in the nation, courtesy of Barrett Media. Thank you, Barrett Media. Josh Appel is in New Orleans today. He's going to join us from Radio Row from 3 till 5 this afternoon. Crowder is in New Orleans. He is battling traffic right now. He said he was running about 10 minutes late, so I would imagine he will certainly be here for our next segment, which will be Zach Gelb, who's in New Orleans as well. So we've got team coverage. And in the Big Easy, the Heat, I'm really starting the show the way that I started it yesterday. It's Super Bowl Radio Row, and the Heat now have just over 24 hours to move Jimmy Butler. I don't know if other Heat fans are like me. I kind of have this little percolating feeling we're ending up with KD.
Don't tease me, Hawk. I don't want to delve into it because that does seem...
There's a weird thing going on in Phoenix. It almost seems to me like Phoenix has made a decision they want to move on from KD without saying those actual words. It was like, well, yeah, we are, you know, seeing what the offers are. I don't know. I just have this feeling. And we know the only way that Jimmy Butler could end up in Phoenix, if it doesn't involve Bradley Beal, is Kevin Durant coming to Miami? That would be incredible. Am I missing anything there? Would that be the most incredible turn of events?
It would be the greatest deadline acquisition maybe in the history of the NBA. Kevin Durant
would
at the deadline?
Would that usurp Luka to the Lakers?
No.
Or AD to the Mavericks? KD to the Heat.
I don't think it usurps it, but I'm not considering that a deadline acquisition. I mean, we're
gotcha.
We're 25 hours away. I'm talking about deadline. Remember Goran Dragic? We all thought the deadline had passed, and all of a sudden we get the push notification that the trade happened before the deadline. We had Goran Dragic, and for 24 hours before we knew Chris Bosh and his health issues were going to get in the way of D-Wade, Bosh, and Goran on the court. Like, that was one of the best 24 hours of non-basketball in a Heat fan's life. I'm talking deadline acquisitions.
What was the Heat's greatest deadline acquisition ever?
Dwayne Wade returning from Cleveland.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Just want to make sure we're on the same page there, because that is, without question, the most exciting deadline acquisition I have ever been involved with. And when I say involved, I saw a tweet. I get chills thinking about that. We had no idea he was coming back.
Nobody.
We had no idea.
Nobody
knew
anything.
That was one of the greatest moments. That was one of the greatest moments. Anyway, what did I tell you about Matas Buzelis?
This little boozy vert. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God.
Bet that dude in the slam dunk contest. Go back and look at his highlight reels, because we have when the Bulls drafted him. That guy put on a clinic yesterday against the Heat. I don't know what happened. What happened? They just run out of gas? What happened?
It was bad, man. Like, they start turning the ball over. Tyler Hero, his stats look good, Hawk. He was 23-9-8, but he really didn't play a good game. And
his over-under, by the way, was 23.5.
Man. He's been struggling shooting the basketball, too, over the past two games. They just turned the ball over, and they couldn't stop the Bulls at all. Defensively, they could not stop the Bulls at all. And it's because it's Kobe White and Matas Buzelis might be the better duo than LeBron and Luka moving forward. I mean, that's what it looked like. It was unbelievable.
It's Kobe White. He can go an entire half without hitting a bucket. And then at the end of the game, he's got 95 points. and you don't know what's going on. It's crazy. Anyway, that was a bummer of a loss for the Heat last night, because they were in control, you kind of felt like. Today on the show, like I said, Crowder's in New Orleans. He'll be here. Josh Appel will join us again from Radio Row in New Orleans. Zach Gelb is going to join us from New Orleans. Dave Mason is going to hop on with us today. We have him on every year during Super Bowl week. Dave Mason is the Bet Online Sportsbook Brand Manager. And we love talking prop bets and seeing what's being bet on and all that hoo-ha. So we'll get into the Super Bowl prop bet thing with him. Just a lot of stuff. But really, I've got one eye, you know, generally Super Bowl week, I keep my monitor on NFL Network and I just kind of keep an eye on Radio Row. And I can't do it. It's on SportsCenter, because something's got to happen here. Something has to happen with the Heat and Jimmy Butler, even if nothing happens. And tomorrow at this time, you know, we'll be in the final hour of waiting. So I don't know. Very interesting stuff going on. We were named number 18. The Barrett Media is one of the trade publications that we all follow. They did the top afternoon drive shows in the nation. We were named number 18, which is exciting. Start looking at some of the shows that were ahead of us. See if I can find my email.
I got it here up on my phone. I was doing a little research to see exactly what it is those shows have been doing that placed them ahead of us, Hawk.
Because I get it. Hey, you want to put New York ahead of us, of course. Philly, Boston, you know, all those stations and afternoon drive shows that are just better sports markets than Miami. Number one was Boston, Felger and Maz.
Hmm.
Number two was Detroit, the Valenti show with Rico.
Rico.
Dallas was number three, the Hardline. Evan and Tiki, number four, WFAN in New York. Gelb works with those guys. WIP in Philly was number five. That's Spike Eskin.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Michael Kay Show in New York, number 6. Waddle and Sylvie, our friends in Chicago, number 7.
Well-deserved.
What's that?
Well-deserved. We like them.
We love them. Their competitors in Chicago, Spiegel and Holmes, number 8.
Spiegel.
So Chicago takes the 7 and 8. Dallas, G-Bag Nation, number 9. I don't know. Dukes and Bell in Atlanta, number 10. Grant and Danny, Washington, D.C., number 11. I take issue with that.
That's a radio show?
I don't know why.
And Danny? Right.
Petros and Money in L.A., number 12. That's fair. Dan Barrario in Minneapolis, number 13. That dude's been doing afternoon drive in Minnesota. That was one of the first guests that we had on regularly when I started working on the Lebatard show.
Really?
Dan would book other writers, and this Dan Barrero, whatever his name is, he was a writer in Minnesota, and Dan loved having him on. So that guy's been doing it forever. Our friend Jorge Sedano and Scott Kaplan in Los Angeles, number 14. Willard and Dibbs in San Fran, 95.7 The Game. Then you got Dave Softy Mahler and Dick Fain at KJR in Seattle. They're number 16.
Is that a radio show or one of the subscriptions on Jimmy's OnlyFans?
And then number 17, right before us, Arizona. Arizona's a terrible sports market. Burns and Gambo. No one knows what that is. Somehow they placed ahead of us. Miami coming in number 18, Hockman and Crowder. Just ahead of Gwynn and Chris in San Diego. And a couple spots ahead of The Drive with Storner and Hewley in Houston. But, yeah, I'm a little pissed about Arizona, Burns, and Gambo. Mm-hmm. Seems a little crooked to me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Calling Mike Lindell.
I think it's a...
Get my pillow guys on this. This seems like a faulty election.
I think it's a Latino bias, if you ask me, Hawk.
Probably is.
Yeah.
I've already put in a voicemail to Rudy Giuliani. We're going to have a press conference somewhere. He's going to sweat.
Better than 20, like the Joe Rose show.
No, I mean, barely made it on the list for Morning Drive. I didn't vote for them.
Oh, me neither. Me neither.
All right, let's do headlines with Salada. No, we're touched that we're in the top 20. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Hawk, what is funny is I was scrolling earlier this morning after you sent me the list of the podcasts of some of these guests, or excuse me, some of these shows. And as you can imagine, Super Bowl week. I mean, they're doing Patrick Mahomes Legacy Pod Chiefs versus Eagles. Which offensive line is going to have to do the more work to keep their quarterback upright? Is Saquon Barkley a top 5 running back if he carries the Eagles to a Super Bowl? And then, of course, our podcast, the greatest debate in show history yesterday, the proper way to pee through a zipper.
Right. And today, because we are closer to the Super Bowl, there's a couple of things that we actually will get to. The Shamrock Shake is being released again next week. And Miami New Times came out with their top 10 Flanagan's items. So we plan for the rest of this week to play ourselves out of the top 20.
But before next year,
show them what a mistake they made.
But before next year, like, they're going to redo the list by the end of the week.
Yeah, just say that we got this wrong. We got this wrong.
Hawk, this was a funny tweet by Brady Hawk, just because you were mentioning Jimmy Butler. He tweeted like an hour ago, we're 26 hours away from Jimmy Butler being Miami's deadline acquisition. But to feed the Kevin Durant, I guess, dream, Like, do you actually think that's a possibility, or is this?
I do. For whatever reason, I just feel like Phoenix, like, they acknowledge that they were listening, and there just seems, I don't know, like, if they've set their mind on, hey, we can probably build a better team without KD at this point, and do we still like Jimmy Butler for a year or two, or maybe he wants to, I don't know. I mean, if that happens, the Heat bilked them. But I hope it happens.
Yeah. Kevin Durant is not playing tonight because
now,
of an
ankle. Now,
would
you package
injury.
In, though, Tyler Hero, if that was required?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I'd really have to think about
Kevin
it.
Kevin Durant, one of the greatest basketball players in our time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you're keeping Bam Adebayo and you're pairing him with Kevin Durant.
Yes, for the time being.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Crowder from some nameless, faceless bonvoy in New Orleans.
We are in the French Quarter. You know, I'm an Airbnb type guy.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks nice. I like the brick wall behind you. It looks nice.
It is, but then it's a building that was built in 1783, so it's very tight.
Yeah, people love that. They love the historic buildings. And I've told you before, I don't fall into that anymore. I was like, oh, we're in Savannah. We need to stay at a historic hotel. A historic hotel means the elevator drops you off like a half floor before you need to get there, and then you have to walk up four stairs that have no business being there, and also there's no water.
Elevator's the size of a dishwasher.
Mm.
But they sell you on, like, you're three blocks away from Canal. This neighborhood's been here since the 1700s. Like, you're living some special thing. And I'm just like, no, the rooms are very little. That's all I'm getting from this.
Right. You're not feeling history?
I don't know what happened in this room. And I just feel like I'm tight and I can't even put my bag on the ground next to the bed.
Would you trade Jimmy Butler? Because we're talking about, I think a legit possibility Jimmy Butler ends up in Phoenix and Kevin Durant ends up in Miami. This is the latest scuttlebutt. But would you trade Tyler Hero along with Butler to Phoenix in return for KD?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. Yes. Solana hesitated, but what? I don't think there's any, I don't think you can have any hesitation there, really, Solana.
Solana, you have one of the best basketball players ever to play the game, a 7-foot guard. Like, Tyler Hero is going to discourage you?
Well, first of all, let's put a little respect on the All-Star, first and foremost, because Tyler Hero this season is an All-Star. You're not talking about Tyler Hero from 3 years ago. Second of all, it technically doesn't bear out in terms of numbers. Like, there would have to be a third team involved.
Right. No. I'm saying those would be the main pieces, but you'd have to match the salaries somehow.
Right. Kevin Durant and Bam Adebayo is a great pairing. Don't get me wrong, but Durant's contract is up after next year, and what if he decides to leave, or what if he decides to retire? Then, I mean, you don't have Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo anymore, which at the very least are two building blocks.
They're not.
They're not what?
Without a number one, they're not.
Well, they're building blocks.
But those blocks are probably more easily replaced than getting a Kevin Durant ever.
Solana, you know what I mean? As a uncle to you, I'm gonna let you know. I know you love every player. Nikola Jokic is the next Michael Jordan. I understand your thought process, but Bam and Tyler aren't winning you any championships.
Oh no. I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying if you have Bam and Tyler, and you're approaching 2026, and you can bring in a superstar. I don't know who it is because it doesn't seem like it's going to be Luka. Then you feel like you have a suitable three to go out there and compete for a title. But is Bam Adebayo and Kevin Durant just those two enough? I don't know. I would probably say yes if you told me right now.
I think what would be ultimately, to me, the funniest thing to transpire is Jimmy Butler ends up in Phoenix with, like, four other guys from the Heat roster that he was trying to get away from. Where it just becomes they ship Jimmy Butler and a bunch of Heat players, and hell, throw in a couple coaches too, and just ship them all to Phoenix.
But to this Solana, to this thought
process, Ira Winderman and Anthony Chang, like just make just move the entire like ecosphere of the Miami Heat to Phoenix and tell them to have fun.
Can they have Will Manso?
They cannot have Will Manso. Absolutely not.
But to your thought, Solana, where Bam, you know, Bam and Tyler could be building blocks. But you know what a cornerstone is on an arched roof, like an arched doorway?
No. But I know what a cornerstone franchise player is.
Okay. So the verbiage of cornerstone comes from the top piece of tile or clay or brick in an arched building. That's what keeps everything together. That's the hardest piece to find. So if you're finding other pieces to fall under the cornerstone, if Kevin Durant's the cornerstone, then you cornerstone him and you figure out those building blocks that you're talking about.
But his I understand what Solana's saying. His best days are behind him. I think we all agree. I'm just saying if you can get rid of Jimmy Butler and you got to hold your nose and throw in Tyler Hero because you get a season or two with Kevin Durant, I'm kind of down with that. I don't know what it translates to, but I'm kind of down with it.
Yeah. I don't think Tyler Hero is untradeable, and I don't think Pat Riley, even after the all-star appearance, I don't think he's looks at him that way either.
I agree. He's shown you too many seasons that they're willing to peddle him if the deal is right. So,
just a reminder, Kevin Durant is 36 years old. You know, like that's my only caution here. And
it's a couple seasons. You're going to get a couple seasons of diminishing returns, but you're going to get KD in a Heat uni that you've wanted for 10 years now.
Hawk, but he's thin. He's thin. They live longer.
4 years. You talked me into it. 4 years with Kevin Durant.
No pressure on his knees. He weighs 162.
Good point.
Right, but Hawk, his Achilles tendon has already been torn. And
that is true.
You know, because he's thin, a lot of pressure on that Achilles to even hold up those two toothpicks.
Half a season. You get a half season with KD, but we've been looking for it. Let's do it.
Okay.
His Achilles is a pixie stick, but maybe.
What the hell? What's going on here where KD wants to go to the Warriors, though? Because that's what it looks like to me.
Wild.
He's saying, hey, Phoenix, if you're going to trade me, I want to go to Golden State, which I get. He wants to go team up with Steph Curry again. That worked in the past. But isn't he afraid of I guess he doesn't care, but the narratives where he has not won
First
a title
all,
without Steph
there,
Curry.
And now there's no Clay, so it doesn't matter.
No.
Wait, where was he going? To join Kuminga?
Kuminga can play.
You know who can play? You missed the beginning of the show. Matas Buzelis.
Oh,
I don't know if you watched that Heat Bulls game. That dude is legit.
I was traveling, but I saw the text thread.
That dude
Hawk,
is legit.
Are you doing with Montez Buzelis what Solana does with Gabe Vincent?
Nope. We've been on this dude since they drafted him. Yeah. I'm telling you, I could show you highlight reels. I'm telling you, you want to make money in the slam dunk contest? No one's putting money on Buzelis. This dude is going to rock that rim. Who's that guy? The McClurg?
Yeah.
What the white dude?
Mac McClurg.
Yeah, Edie McClurg.
Mm-hmm. His name's Ian.
Guy's not going to know what hit him after Matas Buzelis gets to town.
I got to see what this Buzelis looks like.
He looks closer to Hawk and I than you.
Really?
Hawk, just
he's a white European dude. He's Lithuanian.
6'10", can do it all.
Can do it all.
No. MOTEZBUZILLA?
Yeah, nailed it. I think you just spelled matzo ball soup.
You know what popped up on Google is Montez puzzle. This is what I'm looking for.
Anything else? Because I want to have enough time with Gelb.
Trade deadline is less than 24 hours away. There was a trade today. Chris Middleton, A.J. Johnson, and a pick swap to the Wizards. Kyle Kuzma, Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo is your new big three in Milwaukee.
All right.
Mm.
The Heat are in action tonight after a loss yesterday. They're 500. They're the seventh seed in the East as of today.
He's that dude. He's showing us a picture of Matas Buzelis. He's that dude.
Opie.
Yep.
He's about to win the slam dunk contest?
Opie will Opie your ass all over a basketball court if you give him an opportunity. Okay.
Now it makes sense why you love Matas Buzelis.
Listen, bet against him at your own peril.
I thought he looked like Fred Taylor. It makes total sense now.
Bet against him at your own peril. You are looking at the future of the NBA right there.
Sixers Heat tonight in Philadelphia. Philly won yesterday, second out of a back-to-back. Guess who's out?
I saw Embiid is out. I think Paul George is questionable.
Embiid is out. Paul George questionable. Kyle Lowry didn't play yesterday. He is questionable.
That team,
well.
I almost feel like they're like a Miami Dolphins situation going on where the players are just running the show and everyone else is like a bystander. It just like that's got to be so infuriating as a Sixers fan. Every friggin' game, your guys are out.
Yeah. And then the organizational stuff, like they'll never come out and say anything. And Joel Embiid should be questioned. Have they questioned Embiid about what's going on?
I mean, they're obviously down with it, it seems like.
That's the crazy thing. Like, I'm not going to play. Okay, we're good. We heard this offseason. He's like, there's no reason to play in a regular season.
We'll never play in a back-to-back ever again in his career is what he said.
How can you tell an organization, I'll never play in a back-to-back, do whatever you want to, and they just say, okay, Joel, sounds good.
I don't know.
Craziest part about the whole thing is that their head coach is a nurse. They should really check on his RN status, man. Might be the worst nurse in the
Tommy Tighe would love that tonight. Save that for Tommy. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Stomp his toe under the table.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy, 85 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us from the Infinity Sports Network in the next segment from the Big Easy, New Orleans. We'll talk some Jimmy Butler, some Super Bowl with him, so do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Forget to Gel, but we've got an incredible contest going on. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus 20 $1,000, and it is so easy to enter. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, or if you already have it, even better. But if you don't have it yet, just download Odyssey at the App Store, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And then if you have the app, you log in and you listen to us here on 560 QAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour, and that's your entry. And you can do it every day. It's the slam dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. And you just listen to us or any participating station on the Odyssey app. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd, which coincides with a big old basketball tournament. And when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. It is a national contest. Good luck. Just make sure you're listening to us on the Odyssey app. Who are you haying there with a very...
Fred Taylor just said bye to me. I feel honored.
Oh, it was very nice. So you just gave him a little hey. Where's he going? He's going to...
We're roommates.
No, I know, but where's he going? He's going to Bourbon Street right now?
It sounds so cliche.
Or something?
It sounds so cliche. He's going to Uber to his wife, who already is at Drago's.
Really? So you guys just got there, and you're immediately heading over to Drago's?
We're not going anywhere. I have a...
Well, you had a radio show until you just disconnected there.
Okay, no, yeah.
You've got to work.
But yeah, Fred's heading to go to Drago's.
Let's
it's
see
cool.
Where
we have like a little flat, and Fred's wife is here, Andy, amazing woman. Asia's here too, but it's like having a roommate with your wife, and it's weird,
right? Because that's not the when you're with a friend, and then I don't know.
Yeah, so you like
I
who
need
made
my own
the coffee?
Hotel rooms. So you guys have a place together.
Yeah, we have
it's
a two.
It's not
we
like
have
your own separate hotel rooms.
Yeah, we have a 2-2, and then you come out and the coffee's already made, and you're kind of like, who made the coffee? Can I drink it all? Are you going to be mad? Yeah, it's a weird dynamic being 40 with a roommate.
Maybe Zach Gelb wants to stop on by. Zach Gelb is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He is in New Orleans as well, doing his show from Radio Row this week. Do you want to bunk up with Crowder and Fred Taylor and their wives?
You know what? Crowder should have hit me up last night. So I went to dinner with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. And then afterwards, while we're leaving, we bumped into someone that operates the Caesars out here. And we got invited into a private back room to do some gambling. And it was two tables. And the only other people in the room were Jason and Kylie Kelsey. So... it was a fascinating experience last night where I was in a place where I had no business being in. So now I know what it's like.
Are you even a gambler? Because with that kind of crowd, you've got to throw it down, Gelb.
So we had access to control what the minimum was, which thankfully Brian McFadden said, let's put this down to 25. Because if we were throwing 150, 200 a hand, I think I'd be going into my boss's office today asking for a new raise.
But you were playing 25 a hand? That's not embarrassing.
Yeah, no. I was playing 25 a hand. We played for 4 hours, and I only lost like $150. So, and that's only $150. So, I thought it was a fun night, good dinner, and then a good time in the casino.
What were y'all playing?
We're playing blackjack.
Ah, slow grind.
Yeah,
get on the roulette table.
That's the best.
Well, that's what I said. I like roulette. Someone else wanted to play Baccarat, but which I have no clue what the heck that is, and I still don't after watching it for 30 minutes. But roulette to me is my gambling of choice if I had the option.
Send me that phone number. Send me that number, Gelb. I need to.
You have an opportunity, you being a.
Well, you know what, Channing? I'm a little disappointed in you because, you know, you just use me. You know, you use me on this show. You never hit me up to hang out. And now it's, hit me up because you got an in a private room where I could be a big star and not get annoyed. You're a user. That's what you are, a user.
I landed at 12:10 last night. I got to my room, my Airbnb, at like 2 a.m. I had to order chicken wings and have them meet me here.
Oh, yeah.
This is my first New Orleans night.
You had to order food to your room on Uber like it's New Orleans and it's Super Bowl week. You couldn't go out at midnight?
It's 2 a.m.
So what?
I don't want to go out. I'll get robbed. I'm scary.
If Hawk was walking the streets, he would get robbed. I don't think you're getting robbed, Channing.
Oh, listen, when I was in New Orleans, man. I shut it down at 7:30, but I'm not Crowder.
Listen to big man get up. Just go right, walk down the street and grab you some pizza.
I got there. I looked around. I said to Lori, "Hey, all right, well, let's find some to-go menus."
Just walk around.
No, Gal, well, you're out there on Radio Row, and like you, I mean, you had some A-list encounters last night. Jason Kelce, I would consider an A-lister when it comes to Super Bowl Radio Row. But you had on your show what I consider to be the premier guest in all of Radio Row Week. You had Paige Spiranek.
And it was a great conversation. And let me tell you, I was making sure to just look in her eyes. I did not want any HR violations. And then I go, what's the thoughts on the game? And she goes, well, look down. And on her shirt, it said, I'm just here to have fun in the Super Bowl. So I think she wanted me to look down at her, is pretty much. I thought she was interested.
I love her. I love everything she does. All right. Let's move on. You've had a few days to formulate some thoughts on the Luka AD trade. So what are your thoughts? Did the Mavs get duped?
The Mavs lost their identity in their franchise. This to me is just Nico Harrison being power hungry. And if you want to tell me that he doesn't fit your culture, that's fine. Then find a way to make him fit your culture, because you were in the NBA Finals last year. I think this is just an ego-driven move by Nico Harrison, and it's ultimately going to be the start, the beginning of the end of his time as general manager with the Dallas Mavericks, because this will not age well.
And, Gail, with this, is it LeBron, Luka, let's see what they do, or is this the move forward from LeBron? This is the acquisition of the 25-year-old superstar as the 42-year-old guy works out out the rest of his contract.
Yeah, this is, hey, LeBron, we gave you Bronny. That's the last really wish that we'll meet of you. We obviously still want you on the team, but we got to, and LeBron's always wanted to play with Luka. He's made that very clear the last few years, but having the next guy there for the very little that they gave up, basically the main piece of that trade being a first round pick and Anthony Davis is wild. Like I just talked to Micah Parsons a few moments ago about the trade, and he goes, well, if a guy like Luka gets traded, his reaction was, you know, maybe that could happen to me too, because it's such an eye-opening thing and a jarring thing in such a stunner of a move. Like, we see trades all the time, but this one still feels fake a few days later.
Yeah, it's wild. I didn't believe it when I first saw it. I was certain that Shams got hacked. I literally 100%. Didn't even believe it. Yeah. You're there. You're in New Orleans. Do you have a lean on the Super Bowl? Because I'm just surprised by the number of people who are picking Philadelphia when I just don't understand ever picking against Patrick Mahomes.
So let me ask Channing this. Channing, who are you going with? Because depending on your answer, it could lead to a theory with conversations that I've been having this week. Who are you leaning towards right now, Channing?
You know, I've never wavered after the AFC Championship game. I know that Andy Reid, I know Steve Spagnuolo's approach. They are going to keep it close till they get late. It's going to be in the fourth quarter. And like they've done the entire time that they've been together to win two Super Bowls in a row, and now they're going for the triple. I don't know if I can say three-peat because I got to pay Pat Riley $20, yeah. Hawk told me. It's going to be a close single-digit game late. Patrick's going to get the ball, and he's either going to seal it or he's going to win it if they're down. I just can't bet against that because I've watched it too many times.
So you've gone into my theory, because when I was out last night with Pat and Brian, they thought that the Chiefs were going to win, and they actually were getting annoyed that I said the Eagles were going to win. Micah Parsons said he thinks the Chiefs are going to win. So I feel as if players believe the Chiefs are going to win because they just said everything you just said. But I think a lot of fans and analysts and talk show hosts, they look at the Eagles as the better team 1 through 53. Now, hey, the Eagles could have a better team 1 through 53 ultimately. When you got Mahomes and you got Chris Jones and you got Spagnuolo and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, guys that just know how to win at such a high level, you can never count them out. But I just think there's too much here for Philadelphia where they'll be able to do what the Texans couldn't do, because the Texans played really well in that first half defensively and the Eagles have a better defense. So I think they could expose that offensive line a little bit, and then they'll have the offense to put up more points in the first half to kind of distance yourself. And then you're probably right, it's a sweat all the way to the end still, because you never count Mahomes out until he's just, you know, walking off the field, losing the game.
Can you get a vibe there in New Orleans yet on which team is better represented, or it's still too early in the week?
So I'm staying in the Eagles hotel, actually, in the Hilton. So I've just personally,
so you're surrounded by Eagles fans.
Ooh, big money.
Yeah, so I'm seeing more Eagles, so it's tough for me to kind of garner, you know, one way or another, just because there's so many Eagles in our hotel, and like players, you know, wives and families and things like that. So I have just seen more Eagles, but I think later in the week you got a better sense. I would imagine there'll probably be like, what, 60-40? I know it's not always just Eagles or Chiefs because there's so many corporate people here, but I would say that there would be a little bit more Eagles fans than Chiefs fans here.
Did you engage Jason Kelce in the private gambling room, or did you just let him do his thing?
I was respectful. You know, he's just such a nice guy, and he's just such a down-to-earth human being, and there wasn't a lot of people in the room. So I was respectful. You know, I'm a go-with-the-flow kind of guy. I know how to fit in when you're in places that you really
belong. Did you blurt out your resume real quick so he knew you were a talk show host? Like, how did you approach that?
No. So when I worked in Philly, I covered the Eagles a little bit, and I used to work for WIP. So there was, like, a little familiarity. Like, I think he looked at me and he was like, oh, I've seen this guy before, because years ago we used to joke about Temple and Cincinnati whenever they would play up against one another.
Kelb, do the guys know that you do radio? Like, that, do they know what your job is, or they just BSing with you? Like, you're just one of the boys.
I think the players that are just out of the league that are trying to get in the business, they know what I do. Then, like, there are some players like Justin Jefferson I see every year, and right, he said that he was going to be the best receiver on my show. But, yeah, when I go out into that function, I don't think necessarily everyone knows what I do. But, and I'm a vibes guy. I'm going to enjoy the city, right? Get me a shrimp po' boy. Get me a Cajun ribeye, you know, good drink, and just have a good time.
And do you respect this is between me and you. I just had a run-in. It's funny, Hawk, at the David J. Posnick, Jason. At the where my kids go to school, and Stephon Diggs was there, and he kind of, we were just sitting there BSing in the parking lot, and we're talking, and he said
Hold
something.
On a second. You and Stephon Diggs are having a convo in the parking lot of the JCC.
He's going over there to work out because he works out with what's it called?
God bless South Florida.
Alchemist. And I'm dropping Chaz off at preschool, and we're talking, and he said something, and I saw his eyes light up and click and be like, bro, no, don't say that on air. Don't say that anywhere. And
yeah,
I was like, no, I got you, big dog.
I think when you're in an access like that, there's a lot of off the record stuff. And if you're with people that trust you, I think you keep that to yourself. And then there are some stories like the one that I shared, like in the room that we were in last night. That's not anything crazy. But yeah, I think there's some things that, You understand that there's a line of things you can't share than things you can't.
Did you take any pictures? Did you ask anyone to take a picture with you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I do that. It doesn't matter to me. I'll do that for anyone. I don't care what the ground rules are. If I'm around a famous person, I am getting a picture with them.
That's fine. That's maybe why you're not in the same circles chanting an iron, I guess I could say that.
No doubt.
hey, Gelby, I'll hit BMAC and see where y'all will be at tonight, and we'll just go hang out.
That's funny, Crowder, because Sid Rosenberg and I.
He's going to be like, Gelb's on the radio talking about our night last night, and Channing's just going to blow up my cover. That's what's going to happen here.
Sid Rosenberg and I, Crowder, we were having a conversation. We're in the parking lot of the NAACP Delray office. And so he said to
me, Delray office.
You know what, Channing? I may come over there and punch you in the face and channel my inner Vic Bermudez. I'll treat you like Sid, all right?
Delray office.
All right, we'll see you, Gelby. Enjoy New Orleans. Don't get in any trouble.
You got it. I dropped a lot of names, like Sid Rosenberg. You know, I did a lot of that.
That'll keep you out of
trouble. That's your friend. Those are your friends.
My dear friend. Zach, catch you later.
Zach Gelb there from the Infinity Sports Network. Very good stuff from Radio Row.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.